As we marvel at the wonders of God's creation, and of course, all these parables and these prophecies concern mainly the church, the kingdom of God, he says, and the church is the kingdom of God already among us. We revel once again in the beauty of the creation of God and the garden of God, which is the church, with many flowers and plants that are useful and good for us. But of course, we also know that the devil at night comes and plants weeds. And that happens in the church as well. One of those weeds, I'm afraid, on this day, June the 15th, 1497, of course I know you remember that, who unfortunately, or fortunately, it's one of my ancestors, was drug out of the Tiber River in Rome. The oldest son, or they called him nephew, of Pope Alexander VI, the most famous or an infamous Borgia Pope, of which I'm also a descendant, he was murdered and thrown into the Tiber River. He was the oldest son. The Holy Father was totally gone mad with sadness. And he took to his rooms and would not come out for days. And that is a whole other history. But a few years ago, on June the 15th, a young priest, newly ordained by the Holy Father, celebrated his first Mass on this day. And so we recall that wondrous day, a most beautiful day, a most glorious day, and we relive it in many ways on this particular day, June the 15th of the year 2024. And so, of course, the main thing in my mind today is to give thanks to God for everything that he has given to me. Now, of course, most people don't know that the son of this Juan Borja, and that is the correct way of saying it in Spanish. Borgia is Italian. We are not Italians. We're Spaniards. The son, or one of several sons, of Juan Borgia, or Borja, was Francesco Borja. And of course, he himself was to have 10 children and eventually was to become a priest and the third Father General of the Jesuit Society, the Society of Jesus. And he too was my ancestor. And so in the Garden of God, there are all kinds of flowers. There are weeds. And of course, Alexander was one of the worst popes. He wasn't the worst. We won't go into who is the worst. I said is, by the way, not who was. And nevertheless, we're still here. And one of the things that he did, for which I'm very grateful, of course, he established many monasteries and convents, but he made the Angelus obligatory in the church. Three times a day, then we call the incarnation of the Son of God in the womb of the Immaculate Ever-Virgin Mary. And so she too was one of the flowers, indeed the most beautiful, most gracious, most fragrant flower of the Garden of God. Now Saint Francis Borgia, or Borja, was also the grandson of Venerable Isabel the First of Spain, who made it possible for us to be here in the New World. She sold her jewels and gave them to Cristoforo Colombo, the Italian from Genoa. So history is very interesting, and those who do not study it, live it, are forced to relive it. Now, St. Francis' mother, after he was born, entered the monastery and became a poor cleric, a cloistered nun. But before that, she rebuilt all the churches in the town of Gandia, because he was the third Duke of Gandia, which still exists, and was one of the most powerful men in the whole of Spain, and also under Charles V of the Holy Roman Empire. And so today, history is repeated in this wondrous account of the Garden of God. Now, who is to know what God is to provide for us? When we think everything is lost, when we think all things are imploding and falling apart, then God brings about one such as he. He eventually became, of course, a friend of St. Ignatius de Loyola and a friend of Santa Teresa de Avila, the great doctor of the church, and many others besides. Whenever he went, he was followed by thousands of people who heard him preach because he had been the most powerful man in the empire, and he gave it all up to become a priest, a religious priest of the Society of Jesus. And of course, our Lord spoke in parables, and so do we. And today, we give thanks to God for the great gift of the priesthood, of which neither I nor anyone else, not even any pope, is worthy. It is a gift from God, a complete gift from God. And so we give thanks to God for his marvelous deeds. As we continue with these sacred mysteries and look at the wonders of God in his holy garden, which is the church, we pray to him to free us of all the weeds and to let the wheat grow and be fulfilled as it is supposed to be, and the flowers, the roses, and the most fragrant of flowers that will be like to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.